राधास्तमी महामहोत्सवती तिथि जाय जाय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य सुथेर सत श्री श्रीमद शिलभक्ति सुंदर गोविंद देव गोस्वामी महाराज की जाय जाय ओम विष्णुपाद शिलभक्ति रखक श्रीराज देव गोस्वामी महाराज की जाय भगवान शिलभक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर की जाय जय सुपरिकार श्री श्री गुरु गौरंग गंधर्व गोविंद सुंदर जू की जाय श्री गिरिराज गोवर्धन की जाय श्री रूपानुग गुरुवर्ग की जाय श्री स्वरूप रामानंद की जाय नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जाय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासरी गौ भक्तवृंद की जाय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंद राधा कुंद गिरि गोवर्धन की जाय वृंदावन धाम की जाय वर्षान धाम की जाय नवदीप धाम की जाय श्री चैतन्य सारस्वत मत की जाय विश्वभानु महाराज की जाय श्री गुप्त गोवर्धन की जाय गंगा देवी जमुना देवी भक्ति देवी तुलसी देवी की जाय ओम विष्णु पाद विश्व वरेण्य स्वलेसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद की जाय श्री चैतन्य सारस्वत महाराचार्य वृंद की जाय जय शिलभक्ति विमलावधूत महाराज की जाय जय श्रीमान परमानंद प्रभु की जाय श्रीमान सच सुंदर प्रभु की जाय सेवा वृंद की जाय समवेद भक्त वृंद की जाय श्रीमती राधा रानी आविर्भाव महामहोत्सव तिथि की जाय श्री राधाष्टमी की जाय निथाय गौ प्रेमानंदे So, before we speak, it's customary that certain songs would be sung in praise of Radharani, mainly from Bhaktivinod Thakur. And we had the good fortune and the opportunity to record Srila Gurudev singing these songs for Srila Guru Maharaj on Radhastami. So it's incomparable. So we like to, we'll also be singing, but the way Gurudev sings, it's, as I say, it's incomparable. Nothing compares to that, and we'll all learn something. So we have these tapes, and we'll play the tape. You can play, and Dave will be singing and we'll be responding to what we hear. As I like to hear this at this time every year. So the first song is Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daiti. And where tell where that is in the books. Pardon me? And the Paruski. All right, you can cue the
Oh, Then Ramani Shiromani.
Krishna Hari Krishna
Oh,
This song actually, everything we need to know was just sung in all of these songs. All this advanced philosophy and deep conclusions, profound implications, everything is there. But I couldn't help but know this song in particular says Radha Bhajane. Like Radha Bhajan, you have Krishna Bhajan, the words of Krishna, Radha Bhajan. Jodi Moti Nahi Belo, Krishna Bhajan Tava Akarane Gelo. Saying, everyone thinks they're worshiping Krishna, that they're doing Krishna Bhajan. They're chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and following something under the guidance of Guru Vaishnava, Sadhu Shastra, all these things. Right? But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in one line, he's saying, if what you're doing doesn't culminate in worshiping the holy lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, you're wasting your time. Or you don't understand what is the purpose of all of these things. It's to bring you to that position. And I recall that coming in connection with Srila Guru Maharaj, you can't help but notice a certain like transition that takes place. And I mean that from the perspective of someone who's already an aspiring servitor participating in the Krishna consciousness movement. As I would like to think I was, or that some were. And what I mean is this, we are members of, you know, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, called Hare Krishna Movement, the Hare Krishna people. Everything is Krishna, Krishna, Krishna-centered. And of course, that is the way, we're Krishna-loving people. Right? And that's the way it should be. Right? But as Prabhupada told us from the beginning and Guru Maharaj told us later, Krishna is not alone. So, and thinking of, you know, Krishna's in the center, yes, from a distance, it may appear, you may be able to perceive Krishna alone. So, Bahunam Janmanam Ante Gyanavanmam Prapadyante Vasudeva Sarvamiti Sa Mahatma Sudurlabaha. Vasudev, we heard the other day, Krishna, and what his father, Vasudev, Krishna name, Vasudev, son of Vasudev, Krishna. Right. That's crossing over the material world and the eight layers of coverings, then coming out to, you know, Brahmaloka, all the Maharjanatapa, the Satya, the highest planets, Brahmaloka, then Viroja River, right? Like causal ocean type, right? Neutral position. Crossing further than that, then Shiva Loka, then to the Vaikuntha Lokas, etc. But why did I say that? Because Vasudev. But Bhagavan conception in earnest begins with Shakti and Shaktiman. The power and the powerful. So, Lakshmi Narayana Vaikuntha. Beyond that, Sitaram Ayodhya. But Rupa Goswami and then Mahishigan, the queens of Dwaraka. Krishna and the queens of Dwaraka. Then Mathura, Vrindavan, Mathura Mandal, Marupuri. Vrindavan, Vrindavan Ahoyati Shrestha Govardhana Shaila, Gandharvika Giridhari Jata Kridha Koila, Vrindavan, superior pastimes in Govardhan, higher than that, Radha Kund, and Kunda, and according to Srila Saraswati Thakur, pastimes on the Tata, Radha Kunda Tata, we were saying that song. The Tata means on the banks. And then pastimes in the water, even further. But Bhagavan means the full conception of God begins with, you know, power and the powerful. Krishna is not alone. King implies queen and kingdom. For what is a king without a queen? So, from a distance, one could focus on Krishna alone. But Guru Maharaj said, like Everest. From the greatest difference is that Everest is the tallest, the central peak. So you can focus on Everest, but then start making your approach and the proof positive that you're coming nearer to Everest is when you come in connection with those subordinate peaks that are surrounding Everest. So, in coming in connection with Srila Guru Maharaj, our idea was, you know, Krishna in the primary position, in the center of everything, and then Radharani, Lalita Vishnu, everything else, Nanda Yashoda, Sri Dam Subal, and everything, we're happy. Jagannath Subhadra Balabhadra, Gaur Nitai, and the Panchatantra, we're very happy with that. But when we came in connection with Srila Guru Maharaj, this shift took place. Because we're Krishna-centered in a particular way, right, from a particular perspective. But as Guru Maharaj would say, referring to Chakrabarti Thakur's Gurvastakam, Sakshad Hari Tenasamasta Shastri. All the Shastras, they're telling us how to see a Guru. Sakshad Hari means directly Krishna. Acharya mam vijani mam navamanyeta karachat. So we're saying Krishna, right? But the second part of the sloka says, kintu means but, kintu praboya priya eva tasya bande guru sri charanaravindam. It's saying, but upon closer examination, right, scrutinize who really is Guru, if we look more closely and think, then a shift takes place from Prabhu, the Lord, Krishna, Prabhu, to Prabhu Priya, the one who's most dear to Krishna. And we'll think, oh, my Gurudev is most dear to Krishna. That's true. But in this song, or I won't remember the songs in order, but one of it said, spoke of Srimati Radharani as the Ujjvala Rasa Acharya. She's the ultimate concept of Guru, of Sri Guru. Particularly for those in the Rupa Nuga line, aspiring servitors in that line. She is Sri Guru. Right? So it's saying, in the beginning, Krishna, but as you come nearer, look with greater scrutiny, you see the shift takes place where Guru conception moves from Krishna to Radharani. And as Guru Maharaj says in the introduction section of the Prapana Jivanamritam, Guru Rupa Harim Gauram Radha Ruchi Ruchavritam Nityam Nomi Navadipe Nama Kirtana Nartanai. Nartanai. So he's saying, this is very interesting. These words, you cannot, it says, Guru Rupa Hari. The Guru Rupa of Hari means when Krishna takes the form of Guru. Guru Rupa Hari Gauram is Gauranga. The Guru Rupa of Krishna is Gauranga. Radha Ruchi Ruchavratam. Gurumar is beautifully used. Ruchi. Ruchi can mean taste. It can also mean beauty. So you think Radha Ruchi, Rucha, Ruchavrita, covered by we say later elsewhere, is that heart and halo of Radharani? That means her beauty, right? And what she is tasting. Krishna is Rasaraj. Srimati Radharani is described as Mahabhav. So Rasaraj means like the king of rasa. Right? He's rasa personified, beauty, charm, sweetness personified. So he's like nectar personified. Nayanamritam. But who can extract the nectar from nectar personified? If some jiva soul, even a liberated jiva, they try to go directly to Krishna. So you have infinite Krishna of infinite magnitude of beauty, charm, sweetness, loving capacity. Right? Hare Krishna. And nectar, right? Infinite magnitude. And then you send an infinitesimal jiva to extract from Krishna. Well, when you think a drop of the infinite is infinite, so that would be a wonderful thing for them. But Krishna, we see in Chaitanya Charitamritam, yesterday we had Srup Damodar Lalita Sakhi, there has all these candid revelations from Krishna that you can't find anywhere. Krishna telling you what he thinks personally about things. So it's extraordinary. It's particularly in the beginning of the book in chapter 4. And Krishna's saying, in this world, if people, they have some concept of me, a proper concept, of divinity. He's saying, and it's like Aishwarya Gyan, filled with the majestic aspect and understanding of divinity. He's saying that they're thrilled with that. And he's talking about what is substantial. And that's wonderful for them. Right. But what about me? Right. He's saying, I can fill the world with happiness and joy and all such things. Right. And he's, Mohan, Bhuta Bhavana, can inundate the world and bring him. But what about from my position? He's saying, only someone who is more qualified than me, or 1,000 times more qualified than me, or more beautiful than me, right, could give me pleasure and happiness. Because I already know about me. It's you're finding out, and there are other people who've known forever, but I know all of that, what I am. But to make me happy, it'd have to be someone more qualified than me. So, and we're told, although she has innumerable qualities, and they identify 25 qualities that are peculiar to Srimati Radharani. But so, as Krishna can bewilder and attract the world, Radharani is so beautiful and charming and sweet and self-giving that she can charm and attract and even bewilder Krishna, which is inconceivable. Can we conceive of an absolute who becomes bewildered, right? And who's omniscient becomes bewildered? Only in Krishna conception. And what he's astonished, what he reveals there, he's saying that, so saying for those who with this Aishwarya Gyan, this knowledge of my majestic aspect, my infinite magnitude and capacity, that's sometimes intimidating. So the natural flow of love in their hearts is kept there because they think it would be inappropriate to express that towards me. You think, but what I find interesting are those who have transcended that majestic aspect, like my friends who come up to me and say, "You're not such a big man. Let's wrestle. I can take you. 2 out of 3. Best of 2 out of 3. Right? And as I've told, we can imagine Krishna, Vishnu, riding on the shoulders of Garuda. The feathers are, you know, standing in ecstasy. I've got the Lord, you know, he's soaring through the air with Krishna on his shoulders. How wonderful that is. And it's such a beautiful vision. But we find here is Krishna saying, after wrestling or playing some game with the other cowherd boys, the loser has to take the winner on his shoulders. When Krishna has a devotee friend on his shoulders, he's flying. He's happy. He likes that. And you think, this is wonderful. Devotee on his shoulders. Otherwise, he's on the shoulders. But here, when the devotee, on, you think, I like this is something for me that I can be excited about, inspired about, embrace. And then his mother, and we see Gopyada De, Dvayukritaga Siddhamatabad, Yate Drushashu Kale Lanjana Sambramaksham, Kunti saying how the vision of Krishna running, having done something naughty, stealing butter, yogurt, feeding the monkeys, running from his mother. She's coming after him with a stick, and Krishna's running, and he has tears, and the mascara in his eyes is running on his face, and he really looks scared. He's afraid of Mother Yasoda. He is. He's genuinely afraid of her, as children are afraid of their mothers. She's saying that vision is, you know, beautifully bewildering and enchanting to me. And Krishna says, when my beloved Srimati Radharani, let us speak of offering some sweet words or some praise, he's saying, when she's cursing me for some apparent, some real or imagined abuse, real or imagined, she's cursing me. He's saying, that steals my mind away from the reverential hymns of the Vedas. The Vedas praising Krishna. You're so great. Your innumerable avatars and incarnations descend in this world, protect the devotees, save the fallen souls, and display your pastimes to enchant. They're talking like that. And Radharani is chastising Krishna. And he's saying that the sweetness of her chastisement is mind-stealing. So Guru Maharaj said, Srimati Radharani, she has the greatest snatching capacity. Right? Hare means also that. Hare Krishna. Hare Harati. She has some, she can, Krishna can steal the minds of everyone, but she can steal the mind of Krishna. She's so extraordinarily qualified. So in the Ramananda Samvad, Ramananda expresses in shorthand how to understand the greatness of Srimati Radharani. Because as Guru Maharaj quoted in one place, mentioned all these chaste, wonderful ladies from the Vedas and Puranas. And Guru Maharaj, like this one gentleman said, because first hear about her in Brahma Vaivarta Purana, said, when Srimati Radharani entered, you know, our consciousness through the door of the Brahma Vaivarta Purana, said, all the other chaste ladies became pale in comparison. So What was I saying before that? Shorthand of Ramananda Samvad. That, so he says, in the midst of the Rasa Lila, and it's referenced in various ways, we can say there's billions of gopis, let's call it that, billions. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavitavis Tadbiryeva Nijarupataya Kalabi. And they all are spring from her. All the gopis, all the queens of Dwarka, the Lakshmiyas, Vaikunthas, they all expand from Radharani. And the jivas, Saraswati Gurumar said, Saraswati Thakur said, the jivas and Madhura Rasa, they're from the Anga Jyoti of Srimati Radharani. She's supplying everything. Gurumar said, like, you know, the city of Prem. When, that song that when Guru Dev has to go sometimes to Calcutta and Guru Maharaj is allowing him to go, then he has Hari Charan waiting at the Gauranga Setu bridge to stop and bring him back, and it's like going like that. So Guru Dev, he'd have to sing some song to put Guru Maharaj in a very good mood. And he knew this song from his childhood. It would say, Tungamani Mandir. It has some line. And I asked Gurudev, I said, what is that, you know, why is this song and what does that mean? Because it said, Tungamani Mandir. He said, it's a song about Radharani saying, her heart is like a lighthouse of Krishna Prem. That's one line from the song. That Srimati Radharani's heart is like a lighthouse of Krishna Prem. Right. So, in that Rasa Lila, everything's going in full swing. Saying all of them are inconceivably beautiful, with unique qualities, characteristic features, clothes, personalities, skills, abilities, all devotional chinmoy. Right? And billions of such inconceivably beautiful chinmoy ladies. And we're told, Lalita, Vishaka, they sing and dance. They're also extraordinary. And then Radharani, she gets the impression that she's being considered by Krishna as like one of the group. Because so many billions are somewhere, and she's one of them. I mean, she has the original feminine ego, but in all pure, Shuddha, Prem, Nirmala Bhaskar. So, she, Guru Maharaj's deity, Gandharva, means Radharani, who's singing and dancing to charm Krishna. So Radharani singing and dancing astonishes everyone, surpasses everyone, and then she leaves in a huff. And Krishna, in the presence of these billions qualified super gopis, feels that the rasa of this experience just went down. The quality has gone down. And he's saying, what happened? Everyone is still there except one. By one leaving, everything went down. And then Krishna, he says, Radha Madaya Hridaye Tattaja Braja Sundari, taking Radharani in his heart exclusively, he Tattaja Braja, all the Braja Sundaris, he gave them up and went searching for her. And that plunged all the other gopis in an ocean of separation, and they're looking around madly, and they see their footprints, and they're conjecturing what could have happened. That's the way this is his divine mathematics to show you. She's like this, and the other, they're like that. He leaves all of them to search for her. Those are her qualifications, right? That she can snatch away Krishna. Right? Hare, Hare Krishna. And to what degree her power, when we said before, power and the powerful, that describe, there is inseparable as musk and its aroma, or fire and heat, the heat and light of fire, can say, as they're inseparable, Radha and Krishna. And one of her names is Krishnamoyi, and it can be understood in different ways as one who within and without is Krishna. There is, you will get no more Krishna from any other source than her, that more than from Krishna himself. Back to that point. Why? And you say, wait, you're just saying that. How is it? But you get more Krishna from Radharani than going to Krishna directly? How? Because by constitutional capacity, we're limited in what we can draw from Krishna. She's Ladini Shakti. Right? Ladini Sar Prem, the essence of Ladini Shakti is Prem. Prem Sar Bhav, that's the Bhav after Prem. Then Bhavera Paramakasta Mahabhav. And the highest type of Krishna Prem is Mahabhav, which is the possession exclusively of the heart of Srimati Radharani. So she can extract from Krishna the highest quality and the highest quantity of rasa. And she's nourishing her servitors with that. Whereas those who go directly to Krishna, what can they take? Little finite with the infinite. Get a drop, go away. Take your drop and go. There's nothing, so I know. That is, she has an elephantine appetite. She's you know, predominating moiety. As I like to say, she's the better half of the absolute. She's Krishna's better half. She can extract everything from Krishna. Krishna can only fully be himself with her. Swayam Bhagavan Krishna means at the right hand of Radharani. Right? Not others. So you only get full Krishna. She's the only one who's capable of getting full Krishna, and she's capable of extracting the highest quantity, infinite magnitude, highest quantity and quality of rasa from Krishna. And then nourishing her servitors with that, giving them a taste of Mahabhav, which is normally beyond the constitutional capacity of a jiva soul to experience. And Guru Maharaj said, once you've had a taste of that substance, what to speak of all other tastes, all other rasas become tasteless. And just as a footnote, sidebar, raso varjam raso pyasya, param drishva nivartate, Guru Maharaj said applies, the Gaura Leela and Krishna Leela. That's another story. Well, it's a similar, same stories in a way. So, now Krishna, so she's like that, and then we're told on the Brajamandal Parikrama, this one Maharaj asked Saraswati Thakur a question, kind of from one point of view, innocently, he didn't think about it too much, but he said, after hearing this, but then we hear, because the gopis, they're following the footprint, and they say, oh, here he sat his beloved, put some flowers in her, here, oh, she must have asked him to carry her, she became tired, and then they come to see, Krishna vanished, and left Radharani alone. So this morning, he's asking Saraswati Thakur, why did Krishna abandon her at this critical time? And Guru Maharaj said, Srila Saraswati Thakur was enraged to even hear the question. And he said, why do you say that? There is no devotion to be found there. Everyone became quiet. They don't want to disturb Prabhupada. They just let it go. Saying, why are you introducing this? And Guru Maharaj thought, right, Radharani must always be in the premier position, and found what is the truth of the matter is that Krishna is so curious about what he observes in her in this relationship they have, that he can't conceive of what her position is. And he estimates that what, although he is ecstasy personified, what she is experiencing is 10 million times greater than what he's experiencing. That's omniscient, omnipotent Krishna's estimation. Krishna, he's saying that. I think what she's experiencing is 10 million times greater than what I'm experiencing. But I can only understand it theoretically, and in the male position as an enjoyer, cannot taste that. So he hides in the kunja, in the bushes, and he's thinking, what happens to her when she's separated from me? If she has this kind of love, prema rasasima, radhar mahima prema rasa, then what would happen? What happens to her when we're separated? So he's actually observing her from the bushes, private, and what he sees, that is what astonishes him the most. So aparam kasyapi pranayi janamrindasya kutuki. Kutuki means curiosity. Rasotsnavam ritva maduram upaboktum kamapiya. Rucham swam, rucham again, swam avavre dutim ihatariyam prakatayan. Sad devas chaitana kritiratitaram na kripayatu. Another Chaitanya Astakama Rupa Goswami saying, this awakened the curiosity, and what did he do? He steals the heart of Srimati Radharani. She's not going to give it willingly. So he has to steal. Guru Maharaj said this, and Rupa Goswami is confirmed there. Rasotsamam ritva madhuram upaboktam kamapiya. And when Shyama Sundar Krishna is enveloped by the heart of Srimati Radharani, the radiance, like that, the Tungamani Mandire, it's a lighthouse of shining Krishna Prem, it turns him, he becomes Gauranga. That's why he's Gauranga. That's why he's golden. It's the heart of Srimati Radharani that makes Krishna Gauranga and makes all of him golden. It's her, the radiant heart that is giving that color. So Shyama Sundar become Gauranga Sundar. And for why? Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidrisho Vaneva Swadyo Yenad Bhuta Madhurima Kidrisham Beti Lobhat. No, so Kidrisham Vamadiya Sokyam Chasya Marun Anubhavita Kidrisham Beti Lobhat Tad Bhavadyat Samajani Sachi Garba Sindo Hurindu. He wants to experience that love, that Mahabhav that she alone possesses. Because there's mentioned Bhakta Bhav in his earlier pastimes of Mahaprabhu, but he wants to really, he's come to taste what she's tasting. He wants to experience the type of love that she alone possesses. Adbhuta Madhurima, the wonderful sweetness of that love. He wants to taste that, what she's tasting. And Tadbhava, the ecstatic, the ecstasy that she feels, he wants to also taste. And therefore he descends to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So coming in connection with Guru Maharaj, the shift went from Krishna, it's still Krishna-centered, but the emphasis on Mahaprabhu and Radharani. Mahaprabhu and Radharani means like same, same, but different. Right? Because Mahaprabhu is Krishna as Radharani. Right? Yata yata gora padara vinde, vinde ta bhaktim krita punyarasi, tata tatot sarputi hridya kasma, radha padamboja sudamburasi. Saying here, radha padman kitadam vrindavan jaranam. What is Vrindavan? Like we used to say, you know, the land of Krishna. Yes, it is the land of Krishna. But, and you can find Krishna's lotus footprints embellished. No animal will step on them. They don't, you know, brush them away. If you find a lotus footprint of Krishna on the soil of Vrindavan, you know, everyone's very attentive to that. But here, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, the way you know you're really in Vrindavan is it's embellished and like bell, bow, beautiful. It's made more beautiful, embellished by the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. That's real Vrindavan. And that means, again, this is not in some literal visual sense. It means a plane of service, of dedication. That plane where she's moving and varieties of divine service to Krishna. Right. So, Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakura is saying, the entrance to Vrindavan is in Navadvip. The entrance into Krishna Leela is Gaura Leela. The entrance into the Rasa Leela is the Sankirtan of Mahaprabhu. He's saying, so put all your energy in the lotus feet of Guru Gauranga, and then you'll find automatically, subconsciously, deep from within the core of your heart, the Radha Rasa Shuddha Nidhi is flowing. That means you spring out of the soil in Vrindavan that is embellished with the lotus footprints of Srimati Radharani. That means Radha Dasyam. Gayatri Murli Stikirtana Dhanam Radha Padam Dimai. Guru Maharaj says in the Gayatri, Krishna's fluting, what is the Gurudev? What is his fluting's matter, subject matter? Radha Padam Dimai. Bargo by Brishabhanu Jatma Bivabai Ka Radhana Sri Puram. She's like the city of Krishna Prem, Valda, is being distributed everywhere. Radha Dasyam is the goal. Yadamiyam Mahima Sri Bhagavatam Katayam Pratipatam Anubhutam Apya Labdavideya Tad Akila Rasamurti Shamalila Avalambam Madhura Rasadi Sri Radha Parapadmam Prapadye. We're saying the Bhagavatam, again, it's the book of Krishna. Right? Culminating in the 10th canto, the Rasa Leela, pastimes, Krishna and Brajagopis. But Guru Maharaj says in the sloka, but actually, at every step of the way, every sloka is taking us in the direction of the service of her holy lotus feet. That's how all these things can be realized. When Guru Maharaj is saying, what is Bhaktivinoda Thakura's gift to the world? Sri Gauranamatam Swarupa Viditam. Now we're coming to the point that this is only, what is Mahaprabhu? Who is Mahaprabhu? That it's Krishna as Radharani? Only Swarup Damodar knows that. And he's saying, and if anybody else knows it, they must have heard it from him. So Swarup Damodar is the undisputed authority on this subject and this revelation that Mahaprabhu is Krishna, Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalita, enveloped in the heart of Srimati Radharani. What a revelation comes from Swarup Damodar. He's saying, Sri Gauranam, Swarupa Viditam, Rupa Grijain Adritam, and Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami worshipping this divine substance, Rupa Goswami writing in his Bhakti Shastras. yeah. Rupadye Parivesitam Ragugunai Ashwaditam Sevita. And Raghunath Das, by extension Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami, they're tasting the substance. And unlike a mundane substance, someone sucks all the flavor juice out of something, what you're left with is bland, tasteless. Here, this is a substance that if it is relished or tasted, it becomes more tasteful. So Raghunath Das Goswami, Jivadyaya Barakshitam, Jiva Goswami Baladeva Vidyabhushan, they're protecting this from those who would adulterate it, imitate it, challenge its authenticity. Sukha, Shiva, Brahma, Urava, they're aspiring for a drop of this. Tadburi bhagyam iha janma kimapyatavyam yad gokulepi paramangri brisho bhisheka. Brahma saying, I want to be bathed in the dust of the feet of the Brajabasis, but Urava gets more to the point with asamaho charanarenu jishama hangshang brindavane kimapi gumalato sadinam yad dushtajam swajanamarjapatam jihitva Bejur Mukunda Parivim Shudibirba Migyam. They're saying here, that's not. Radharani belongs, all the Vedas say Radharani belongs to Krishna, Krishna belongs to Radharani and her girlfriends. Like, that's the statement. Like, in one sense, it's an outrageous statement, actually. But, say, this is what the Vedas are saying. But, and I asked Gurudeva, and he said, yes, Bhaktivinoda Thakur can say this because he has a view of the whole thing. So he's just getting to the point. So they own the copyright, trademark, patent, whatever you can have, for Krishna. And Krishna Leela and Krishna's everything Krishna. They own Krishna. Krishna belongs to them. Only they can distribute Krishna. So, Uddhava and the other, knowing that, they're thinking like, to be one of them would be too much. Right? What do you call it? Overreaching. Right? You think that, and that's. So, what is he saying? I want to be a blade of grass, a brajalata, a creeper, an atomic presence in that soil. That's embellished with the lotus footprints of Radharani and maybe some of the dust from her and their holy lotus feet will come upon me, like, abhishek, bathe me, thereby consecrating my existence. They're expressing that type of appreciation. But Krishna himself is expressing deep appreciation. We can really measure the depth of something by in an inverted way, as opposed to an ostentatious display of achievement. When we hear remote, deep appreciation for even a remote connection, that reveals magnitude, depth, substance. So, on the greatness of Srimati Radharani, Prabodhananda Saraswati, saying, Krishna said, Yasya kadapi vasananda lakela nota, danyati danya pavanena kritartamani, yogendram durgamagati marusudanopi, tasya namostu brishabhanu bubo dishepi. Saying, this is how to understand. Like Jayadeva showed, she left, Krishna went after one, left a trillion behind, went after one. That's, here, he's saying, sometimes when Radharani is moving and the plane of her divine service and pastimes, the breeze from her skirt is moving and it makes some breeze. And that breeze touches the body of Krishna. And Krishna's thinking, when he's got the breeze from the skirt of Radharani, like, how fortunate I am. Not talking about more than saying the breeze from her skirt. He's thinking like, I'm the luckiest man alive. I'm so fortunate. How much wealth do I have? From the breeze from her skirt. And saying, and who is he? Yogendram Durga Magati Madhusudanopi. Whom the great yogis, meditators, you know, singers, who they're always trying to have a glimpse of Krishna. They're lucky on a good day to get it. That Krishna, Madhusudanopi. He can, so that's their great good fortune. If they were to have a glimpse of Krishna, if he gets the breeze from her skirt upon him, he's hit the jackpot. Yogendram Durgamurti Madhusudanopi. And it says, and here's how you know. Tungavidya Prabodhananda Saraswati. Tasya namostu brishabhanu bubo dishepi. He's saying, Brishabhanu Maharaj, Radharani's father, we know he found, he was bathing one morning, they were childless, found on a lotus flower floating a little golden baby girl. And like, took the golden baby girl to his wife. Guess what? Found this golden baby girl inside a lotus flower, floating on a lotus flower. That was Srimati Radharani. But here's, and her place, Barshana, the place of Brishabhanu Maharaj, Tasya namostu Brishabhanu Bhubodhi Shepi, Prabhupadananda Saraswati saying, she's so great, then I worship the direction in which she appeared. Not, I have to go there, I'm on the next flight, but you know. No, I worship the direction in which she appeared. The direction of her appearance is worshipable to him. That's the person who has the substantial, the deep magnitude of real sentiments. Right? So, just to conclude, in the Garga Sangita, I mentioned, it's worth mentioning, that we're saying, you know, these Mahishigan, the Dwarka queens, they're inconceivably beautiful. Rukmini, Satyabhama, what is that? Lakshmana, what are their other names? Anyway, Jambavati, but one day, Satyabhama, she's thinking, she knows she's very beautiful, and she knows the other queens, how beautiful they are, she's saying. She's asking Krishna, how beautiful can she be? I mean, you talk about her, meaning Radharani. But I'm just wondering, and you know, these are queens, and she's a cowgirl. So compared to the beauty of the queens, how beautiful could the cowgirl be? Just wondering. And if we would get the opportunity to see her sometime. And then it's told this meeting, Siddhasram, and Radharani is brought on the palanquin by the Braja Gopis. So they're carrying Radharani, and the Dwarka queens are coming. And we're told, from a distance, when they see how beautiful she is, all the Dwarka queens faint. They're unable to maintain their consciousness. Later, when they come back, they have the opportunity to meet. But even from a distance, when they had a glimpse of her beauty, they fainted. That way we can have some hint, right, of the direction of her beauty. And Srila Guru Maharaj said, Srila Saraswati Thakur, when he would talk about Radharani, he would become so obsessed and absorbed. He said, it's as if he was going to lose his individuality. Right? And he said at other times, when he would be talking of her, these are Guru Maharaj's words, he said, he was like a fully pumped football. Because like there's the football, there's not, but the fully pumped football, he's saying that type of ready to burst And from Bilapakusa Manjali Raghunath Das Goswami, he's saying, Ashavare Amrita Sindhu Mayi Katanchit, Kalo Mayati Gamita Kila Sampratami, Tanchet Kripa Mayi Vidasa Shinai Vakimme, Prane Brajena Chaboro Rubakarinapi. From the Prayojan Tattva Acharya of the Rupa Nugalayan, he's saying, my aspiration, what keeps me alive is an aspiration to serve your holy lotus feet, Radha Dasyam. And that in the song we didn't, yeah. Sri Radha Parasevanam Ritamaho Tadatumi Jobavan. I think, without this opportunity, of what value is my life? Bhyavasayatmika Bhuti Ekeha Kuru Nandana. And he's saying, and what's more valuable than my life? Vrindavan, that is of no use to me without you. Right? No real Vrindavan without Radharani. Radha Paratman Kitadam Vrindavan Jaranam. And he said, and I know it is a shameful thing to say, but without you, Krishna is a dreadful thing. Bakari is like the killer of Baka, Bakasura. The demon killer, not charming, sweet, beautiful Krishna, not that Krishna. I only get that Krishna with you. Right? So when Saraswati Thakur would recite this verse with his confidential group, they were saying, who would normally meticulously suppress any sort of emotion, not to mislead neophytes? He said, when he would recite this sloka with this service aspiration for Radha Dasyam, sometimes he was wailing, crying uncontrollably. So, Sri Barsabhanavi Devi Dayataya Kripabdaye. Hey Radhe, Tapta Kanchana Gaurange, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Haribhaye. But finally in Guru Maharaj's voice, he's saying, Sri, and so what is that? That Uddhava wants Brahma, Shiva, they want a drop of that substance? He's saying, Sri Radha Padasevanamritamaho Tadatumi Shobhavan. This Bhaktivinoda, oh, this is your gift to the world. This is what the Krishna consciousness movement is. It's couched in this aspiration for the service of her lotus, holy lotus feet. And that is what is being extended to us by the grace of our Sri Guru Varga. So, the happiest day of the year, jadi gaur na hoita tabiki hoita kamoni dari tam dehi radhar mahima prema rasasima jagata janatikei. And Krishna himself descended to canvas on behalf of Radharani and Brajagopis to tell everyone about it. Because he says, normally I reciprocate what the devotees, what's in their heart, I reciprocate that. But I'm unable to reciprocate what's in the heart of the Brajagopis. No pareham niravaja samyujam. So then what? Well, then let virtue be its own reward. Mayi bhaktir hibhutanan amritattaya kalpate distya marasin matsneho bhavatina marapana. Krishna is saying, everyone considers they hit the lottery if they get me, but I consider myself fortunate that I'm the object of the pure love that's in your hearts. Kamandana prem nirmala bhaskar, pure sunshine. Calm, dense darkness, kamandana tama, prem, Krishna prem, nirmala, pure sunshine. Right. Saying, but I can't reciprocate it. So then Guru Maharaj said, in the Rupa Goswami slok, what is it, the one? Suresha nam durgam gati atishayeno panishadam muninam sarvasam pranatapatalinam madhurima. Vrema vinir yasha. Anyway, that Krishna, this is giving great pleasure to the gopis, and they're saying, Krishna, he's in Gopi Bhava, he's descended, And he's telling everyone the glories of our mistress, Radharani. What can be better than that? We converted Krishna. You know, everyone's trying to make new devotees. Make more devotees. They're saying, Radharani has converted Krishna into a devotee. And so he is happy, happiest in that position. So what greater certificate than can you have than Krishna himself wanting to adopt her position? Radha Bhava Duti Subalita Nomi Krishna Sarupam. Hare Krishna. Srimati Radharani Avirbhav Mahamahotsava Titi Ki Jai. And maybe we'll just sing one more time. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite. Radhe Jayo Jayo Madhava Daite. Gokula Taruni Mandala Mohite. Gokula Taruni Mandala Madhava Daite. Damodara Rati Vardana Veshe Harini Sutta Vrinda Vipineshe. Vardana Veshe Dadarati Vardana Veshe Harini Sutta Vrinda Vipineshe. Vardana Veshe Radhe Jayo Jayo Madhava Daite. Vrishabhanu Dadhi Nava Shashileke Lalita Saki Gunaramita Vishake. Vrishabhanu Dadhi Nava Shashileke Lalita Saki Gunaramita Vishake. Radhe Jayo Jayo Madhava Daite. Nam kurumoi karuna barite sanaka sanatana vanita charite. Karunam kurumoi karuna barite Sanaka Sanatana Vanita Charite.
রাধে জয় জয় মাধব দয়িতে গোকুল তারিণী মন্ডল মোহিতে গোকুল তারিণী মন্ডল মোহিতে গোকুল তারিণী মন্ডল মোহিতে
মহামহোৎসবী কী যায় শ্রী রাধাষ্টমী কী যায় জয় ওম বিষ্ণু ভাগ পরমহংস পরিব্রাজকাচার্য সরস্বতী শ্রী শ্রীমদ শুভক্তি সুন্দর গোবিন্দ দেব গোস্বামী মহারাজ কী যায় জয় ওম বিষ্ণু ভাগ শুভক্তি রাখক শ্রীরা দেব গোস্বামী মহারাজ কী যায় ভগবান শুভক্তি সিদ্ধান্ত সরস্বতী ঠাকুর কী যায় ওম বিষ্ণুপাল পরমহংস শিল গৌরকিশোরদাস বাবুজি মহারাজ কী যায় ওম বিষ্ণুপাল শ্রী শিল সচিদানন্দ ভক্তিবিনোদ ঠাকুর কী যায় জয় বৈষ্ণব সর্বভৌম শ্রী শিল জগন্নাথ দাস বাবুজি মহারাজ কী যায় জয় শ্রীপরিকর শ্রী শ্রী গুরু গৌরাঙ্গ গন্ধর্ব গোবিন্দ সুন্দর জু কী যায় শ্রী গিরিরাজ গোবর্ধন কী যায় শ্রী রূপানুগ গুরুবর্গ কী যায় শ্রী স্বরূপ রমানন্দ কী যায় নামাচার্য শ্রীল হরিদাস ঠাকুর কী যায় শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রী দ্বৈত গদাধর শ্রী বাসুদেব গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ কী যায় শ্রী শ্রী রাধা কৃষ্ণ গোপ গোপীনাথ শ্যামকুন্দ রাধা কুন্দ গিরি গোবিদান কী যায় বৃন্দাবন দাম কী যায় বর্ষানুদাম কী যায় বৃষভানু মহারাজ কী যায় কীর্তিদা কী যায় নবদীপ্তাম কী যায় শ্রী চৈতন্য সারস্বত মাত কী যায় শ্রীগুপ্ত গোবর্ধন কী যায় ওম বিষ্ণুপদ বিশ্ববরেণ্য শিলেশী ভক্তিবেদান্ত স্বামী প্রভাপদ কী যায় গঙ্গাদেবী যমুনা দেবী ভক্তিদেবী তুলসী দেবী কী যায় শ্রী চৈতন্য সারস্বত মাতাচার্য বৃন্দ কী যায় জয় ওম বিষ্ণুপদ শিল ভক্তি বিমলাদেব মহারাজ কী যায় জয় শ্রীমান পরমানন্দ প্রভু কী যায় Sriman Satya Sundar Prabhu ki jai, Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Madhacharya Vrinda ki jai, Seva Vrinda ki jai, Somaveda Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Srimati Radharani Arubaba Mahamahotavatiti ki jai, Sri Radhasami Mahamahotavatiti ki jai, Nitai Go Premanande.
Srila Bhakti Sukhir Goswami Maharaj ki jai.